Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Another Victory Monday podcast. I am JP Finley. You are listening to Redskins Talk. I am here with Rich Tandler. We comprise the bulk of your CSN Mid-Atlantic digital Redskins coverage. Tandler, four wins in a row, man. What do you think of that?
You know, it's one of those things. I think we kind of touched on this last week. You know, kind of going into each game, it kind of, you know, I picked the Redskins yesterday. I picked them in every game in this streak except for the first one against the Giants. But, you know, so each game in itself was plausible. But if you look back and say, are they going to go 4-0 in these next four games, standing when they were sitting there at 0-2,
nobody would have said yes.
Didn't seem like it. Sure didn't seem like it.
One of the most interesting things I found, I did TV with Philly, with CSM Philadelphia, Friday morning. And they have like kind of a, seems like a cool morning show, Breakfast on Broad, it's called.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
So, you know, we did a cool hit, and they definitely were like teasing me a little bit. The trivia question when they brought me on screen was about the body bag game. The host seemed quite confident about the Eagles coming down to D.C. and getting a win. So then the get-out question was, oh, by the way, what do you think happens this week? I was like, actually, I think the Skins are going to win. I think it'll be tight, but the Skins pull one out. And they almost, like, laughed. They were like, oh, how cute. This dude thinks the Redskins are going to beat the Eagles. And everything about this game, I was a little surprised how confident folks were in the Eagles. And even now, I think folks still aren't taking the Skins that seriously yet.
Well, you'd think after beating the Eagles now four times in a row,
right,
that they might start to sit up and take a little notice there. But, you know, I don't know. Might take a few more for them to do it.
Although, I will say, I don't know if you got to watch Sunday Night Football, but Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison both spoke well of the Skins. And Rodney Harrison is documented to not.
Yes.
It takes a lot for him to believe in the Washington Football Club. So that to me stands out.
And Florio this morning on Pro Football Talk Live also spoke well of the Skins.
They're building something here.
Yeah.
And you can pretend it's not happening if you want the rest of the NFL, but it's happening. The defense has become a pretty tough unit to play against.
Yeah, you know, four games in a row, no touchdowns in the second half, now seven quarters in a row.
No touchdowns at all against the Eagles. Yeah. And the Eagles came in with a pretty high-powered offense. Everybody wanted to talk about Carson Wentz, and they moved the ball really well. They couldn't get anything going in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, well, when you have an offensive line that has a patchwork like that I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce that right tackle's
name. Right, Big V.
Who this afternoon, Doug Peterson gave a vote of confidence.
I saw that.
So, yeah,
man.
He'd better have a backup plan,
well,
for sure.
What we saw them do in the second half, after Kerrigan just torched them and they gave up all the sacks in the first half, is what they're going to have to do, where they leave a tight end in the block or they just chip whoever that guy is blocking, he's going to get a running back chip every time.
Tough to get open with only four eligible receivers working, though.
Certainly. One thing that stood out to me yesterday that hasn't really been talked about yet, I'd argue, this is, stay with me here. Obviously, Josh Norman has had greater impact in other games. what he did to Odell Beckham, maybe off the field, but what, he got in Beckham's head so much in that Giants game. Mm-hmm. He had the big interception against the Browns. Norman has made big plays, but yesterday was the first time he really shut a side of the field down. They did not throw the ball at Josh Norman hardly at all.
Per Pro Football Focus, one target. They caught it for 12 yards.
I mean, but that totally limited Wentz where he was looking with the ball. And that, above all the other BS that we've been talking about with Norman for weeks, is he going to shadow this receiver or travel or whatever term you want to use, shutting down half of the field is what they paid him the money to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're shelling out $15 million a year. And, you know, I think Breland had a better, after a couple of weeks off, he had a better game. Little spotty. He said that he played a lot more than they planned to have him play. We did see Quentin Dunbar in for some snaps, but I think, you know, Breland is now back there, now established for the rest of the season.
And not Kendall Fuller's best game. He had been really good for a couple of games, and then yesterday was a little tough. I've been saying on our podcast for a couple of weeks how good of a tackler he is, and that's a huge asset for him, especially yeah. playing in the slot where he's in the box mucking it up a bit more. Didn't have a great tackling day. Kerrigan was a beast.
Yeah, you know, how many times does the Redskins opposition have a fill-in player at a key position and the Redskins just can't exploit it at all?
Right.
And this time, Kerrigan just mowed through this guy like he was you or me.
You know who Big V reminded me of? And we talked about this yesterday in the press box. Stephon Heyer.
Yes.
That the Redskins tracked out a few years back. I remember they played him against Dallas, right? And he just got torched on a Monday nighter. Yeah.
He wore 74. We used to call him, we used to say Highway 74 is the fastest pass of the quarterback.
I think that, and I, you know what, Stephon, if you're listening, I still have love for you. You're a Terp. I'm a Terp. Taylor does not have love for the Terps. I'm going to put that out there. He's a Hokie fan, and they got drilled this weekend. But Big V is not quite ready for the NFL.
No, and they, you know,
and that's okay. Surprising. He's a fifth round rookie.
But they could have, put out, is it Barbery?
They had options to move guys around.
Yes, they had other options to either, and they still had those options while the game was going on. But, you know, they could have put Wisniewski in at guard and Barbery at tackle, and right. They just chose not to.
But that said, but once they made the adjustment to give the kid help no matter what, the pass rush slowed way down.
Right, until that last series got sacks on second and third down, which I don't know. I don't know how to run that in the profootballreference.com database, but I think it's been a long while. I do know, just switching the subject a little bit, Matt Jones, 57-yard run there at the end. That was the longest run-out-the-clock run since at least 1994, meaning last 2 minutes, one score, you know, with 7 points or less lead. That was the longest run in that situation.
For the Redskins or in the NFL?
For the Redskins.
Okay. How the hell did you look that stat up?
ProFootballReference.com, man. Just go to the
See, you can, like, you know all these, like, are they queries or what are those? Yeah. What's it called? I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah, they make it pretty simple, but maybe even at that you can't handle it.
If Mike Lynch is listening, I need a tutorial. You remember Lynch that used to be our stack guy?
Oh, yeah,
Now he works for Sports Reference, so he works for college, whatever. We're getting way too in the weeds here. How tough is Pierre Garçon? That dude takes on DBs in a way very few receivers do.
Again, it's just that the attitude, and it gets contagious.
He initiates the contact. Yeah. Rarely do you see receivers initiate the contact.
Yeah, he is, you know, he's not a tight end, but, you know, he's maybe that guy. Who knows how long Jordan Reed might be out.
Well, if we're going there, I think Vernon Davis had a great game. For where he is in his career and what he gave them.
Well, there's only two catches, but they're high impact. He got the touchdown catch, and then, of course, he had a high impact penalty after that. But
indeed.
We know the Terrapin basketball.
So stupid.
It is. You know, if it's not, I think the rule ought to be you get 10 seconds, as long as it's not in the face of the opponent, you get 10 seconds, or maybe in 5 seconds, do whatever you want to do, and then you got to stop.
But see, there's guys that do way more than 5 seconds. Odell Beckham yesterday did way more than five seconds.
Yes, I know.
What Davis did harms nobody. And what I found really interesting is that clearly this is something Gruden isn't going to tolerate. They said they had a meeting where Jay showed them all the different types of stuff you're not allowed to do, and the basketball shooting wasn't part of it. Now, maybe that's just because it hadn't happened recently.
Yeah.
I don't think... But, God, it's just so dumb and lame.
It is, and it's certainly not worth a 15-yard penalty.
There's so much S on the NFL's plate. Why do you worry about...
Why add to it?
Oh, my gosh. But then Vernon also had that hold, which was a bad... Okay. So, all these Twitter tough guys...
But, to finish on Davis, he caught a wheel route up the sideline.
Yeah, big play.
Yeah, big play there.
He runs great routes.
He does.
You watch him run routes, they're crisp. I mean, you know, the guy's a top 10 talent. He's been in the NFL a decade. He knows what he's doing.
That's what, you know, and even as a guy like that gets older, he has, you know, I think actually on the other side of the ball, Julius Peppers. You know, he's old, but he's athletic, you know, former basketball player. I'm sure Vernon could have played basketball at Maryland if he'd wanted to.
Those teams are pretty good.
Yeah. But, you know, you get athletic guys like that, and they can last a lot longer.
I mean,
they can be
elite athletes at that level that take care of their body.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Vernon, he's sculpted, man. Mm-hmm. Like, not an ounce of fat on him. I bet he only eats, you know, organic quail eggs or whatever the most healthy thing you can get is. He doesn't eat what you and I eat.
Not close.
Speaking of, the food in the Redskins press box yesterday was the best I've ever had.
Up a notch, no doubt.
Fried chicken and waffles and sausage gravy for breakfast.
That was good.
Yeah, I was into that.
Now you got your choice of pizza and hot dogs at halftime.
Yeah, no complaints yesterday.
Nope.
Who else should we talk about? How about, I'm working on a piece about the offensive line. I know Taylor already talked about how dominant the run game was. Brandon Scherff is really starting to show how nasty he can be out there. And you and I, I'll say discussed rather than disagreed, the merits of taking a guard that high in the draft. But if you can develop a guy into a top three player at his position, which is, to me, the track Scherff is on, it doesn't matter where you take him, I don't think.
Well, you know, we can go into, is a top three guard worth more than a Leonard Williams, who could be a top 10 D-end? You know, who has more impact on a game? That's all. But, you know, that's history. Scherff is doing a great job and maybe playing at, you know, for whatever reason, even though all pro honors are supposed to be individual honors, not team honors, I think if the Redskins do go on, win 10, 11 games, he could get that all pro slot. That's how well he's playing.
And Spencer Long's playing really well. I don't know. I actually saw Lichtensteiger at the facility last week. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did. I don't know that he's getting his job back, whether or not he's healthy enough to come back.
Let me take a guess. No. I don't think so. I think we may have seen the last.
Yeah, of, Spencer Long is playing well. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean if Corey is clear to come back, they don't want him to come back as the number two, and then perhaps John Sullivan's time here is done.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do you want to use your one move on a backup center?
Well, I think a lot of it will depend on if a certain receiver ends up on the IR.
Yes.
Which we'll probably tackle that later in the week. Let's enjoy a victory Monday before we talk about a possibly botched first-round draft pick. You just said something that I found pretty interesting. You said 10 or 11 wins. Just looking at the numbers, 4-2, I think you and I would both agree 6-2 is very much in play.
Right.
I think Detroit beatable. I think Cincinnati, especially in London, that game's going to be weird. Like, I just feel like something odd is going to happen because they're...
Almost like it's being played in another country.
Right. It's just a weird circumstance. What won't be weird is drinking pints with Rich Tandler in a British pub. That will be fun.
That should be, yes.
But 6-2 is certainly feasible. I think... By hook or by crook, they end up 5-3 at the break.
Yeah, one more.
I just think winning 6 in a row is really tough to do. There's a lot of things kind of...
But again, hold on. Just wait a second. From the perspective of being 0-2 and winning 6 in a row, yes. But winning 2 more games in a row, right now where you are looking at it from right now?
Agreed. No. Because this is a team that's playing better each week.
Yes. They're,
and the if you're a Redskins fan, the thing I would tell you to be most encouraged about... The locker room after these wins is not overly joyous. It's not overly rambunctious. I've been out here since 2012, and there were some bad teams I remember going into locker rooms, years where they won five games or whatever, and they'd be fired up after a win, and it's a different vibe now. These guys are all talking about what they need to do better, how they left points on the field, and yeah, that is what you really want. And
tackling, not this week,
right?
Maybe a couple. I think after the Browns win,
yeah, they were embarrassed.
They were mad at.
They were not happy. Yeah, right. I've never seen a less happy locker room after a win than that Browns game.
Right. Anyway, back to getting 10 or 11 wins.
Right. In a vacuum, if you look at each game in a vacuum, absolutely they could be 6-2 right at the break.
Okay.
And then the back half of that schedule, man.
Well, who knows? Well, okay. The Vikings are tough now. We've seen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just taking the quote the optimistic standpoint from the Redskins.
No, not you.
From that, but
you gotta press the cough button, man.
You know, man. is Bradford really that good a quarterback? They're average. They have a horrible rushing game. Their defense is strong. You have to give them that.
I think Bradford's actually pretty good. I think he just gets hurt. So if he doesn't get hurt.
I'm not a Bradford fan. Right. But suppose he gets hurt.
Right.
Then they're back to Sean Hill. Speaking of former
Terps. Sean Hill saved me one night from getting beat up. That's a different story.
Anyway.
Sean Hill's my guy.
Okay. The Packers. No, excuse me. Yeah. But Vikings and the Packers at home on a Sunday night. Don't tell them, you know, if you saw them yesterday, or even when they won against the Giants, they weren't very impressive on Sunday night a couple weeks ago.
I would argue that the Packers weren't that impressive when they came here and knocked the Redskins out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is just smarter than the Redskins' defense.
Yeah.
If they don't let that happen again, could be a different story. You know, and then you go to Dallas on Thanksgiving. That's tough, but
that's going to be a huge game now.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, how much fun is that? Skins Cowboys on Thanksgiving, that matters a lot. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be.
But and then who else? They got Arizona. You know, how are they? You know, I don't know. They're playing tonight. Sorry.
I'm kidding with Chandler about the cough button. We're sitting in my luxuriously appointed Honda Pilot. There is no cough button.
You know, the Cardinals, certainly out of powerhouse. They got the Panthers a little later
on. I don't know if you remember this. I wrote 2 weeks ago or something about how dumb it is to get so caught up in the schedule when it gets released in April or May. Because the Panthers are 1-5. The Cardinals are probably 2-4, 3-3. I don't know. So you can't get overly worried about
just
that.
I just do it for fun, but you can't say, oh my gosh, tough schedule, because
the schedule involves the tough games become easy. And Fred Smoot was on the podcast last week, and he was saying you can't even look ahead a month in the NFL. You got to look week to week, because every week it looks different. All right, we've got to run. Jay Gruden is about to give a press conference, and Rich Chandler likes to sit in the front row, so we gotta get in there. How did your fantasy teams do this week?
I don't play fantasy.
At all?
No.
You're nuts.
No.
I went 3-1. Just okay. Well,
I'm thrilled.
I need a big game from David Johnson tonight. But outside of that,
Okay.
All right. This is Redskins Talk Victory Monday. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Taylor.
All right.
Later.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.